Tanya Perek Chet, Rabotai. Perek Shemini, we are in the middle of the Perek on page Kuf Ein Vav. Till now, in this Perek, we learned this Limud should be Lizchut Refu'a Shelema for Estela Esther Bat Rivka. Till now, we learned in this Perek about Ma'achalot Asurot, about Ma'achalot Asurot, and also about Achila Leshem Hana'a. Ma'achalot Mutarot, aval Leshem Hana'a. So when a person eats something that is mutar, but he eats it Leshem for the purpose of indulging, of enjoying, not Leshem Shamayim, so what he is doing is he's bringing down Klipat Noga into the Klipot. And he, himself, his Nefesh Abamit, he's bringing it, he's down into the Klipot HaTemeot. Of course, it's only Lefi Sha'a. He's able to bring it back up if he uses that energy for Torah. However, we learned last week in the beginning part of Perek Chet, is that Rishumo Nikar, there is a Roshem that is left over. There is a residue since food becomes part of the body, becomes part of the blood of a human being. So there is somewhat of a residue that is left from the Klipot HaTemeot that stays, and it is only removed with Chibut HaKever. Now, the Baal HaTanya, Zechuto Tagen Aleinu, is going to talk about Diburim Betelim, about talking, words. Ve'al Devarim Betelim Beheter. Now, there are levels of Devarim Betelim. There is Devarim Betelim Beheter. There are Devarim Betelim Be'isur. And then there are Diburim Asurim. And we're going to see. What's Devarim Betelim Beheter? Who has a heter to talk idle chatter? Devarim Betelim. Kegon Ama'aretz She'enu Yachol Lilmod. Here the Baal HaTanya is saying a big chidush. Like Ama'aretz who cannot learn. People who were not educated in Torah, and they don't have anyone to teach them, and they don't have the possibility anymore to really learn, they have a heter, they're allowed to talk Dvarim Betelim, to talk Dvarim Shel Mabikach. Now, of course, there's no heter for anyone to be Mevatel Torah. However, the Mefarshei HaTanya over here, they explain that based on the words of the Baal HaTanya in his Shulchan Aruch, in his Halachot, that there are two mitzvot when it comes to learning Torah. There is mitzvat Limud HaTorah, and there is mitzvat Yedi'at HaTorah, knowing the Torah. Mitzvat Limud HaTorah, everyone is obligated. Everyone is obligated to learn Torah. In regards to the chiyuv of mitzvat Limud Torah, it says in the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, a person is yotze, the mitzvah of Limud Torah, with perek echad of kriyat shema of shachrit and with kriyat shema of arvit. Yotze, and then he says, "V'davar ze asur leomro bifnei am ha'aretz." You're not supposed to say this in front of am ha'aretz. You might take this and run with it to who knows where, right? Lehalacha it's nifsak. Lehalacha in the Rambam it's nifsak. Perek echad bayom uperek echad balayla. When it comes to the mitzvah of learning, there is a minimum. There is a minimum. And that is perek echad in the daytime, perek echad in the nighttime. Of course, the more a person learns, the more mitzvot he accumulates, obviously. But this is the bare minimum. So therefore, when it comes to mitzvat limud Torah, the Am Haaretz is yotze with perek echad bayom, Perek Echad Balayla. The mitzvah of Yediat HaTorah, there's another mitzvah. There's a mitzvah, Veshinantam Levanecha Shiyu Divrei Torah Mechudadim Beficha. Right? There is a mitzvah, like the Birkat Shmuel says in one place, from here we see it's a mitzvah to become a Gadol B'Torah. Because the Torah says, Veshinantam Levanecha, you have to Meshanen, Leshanen means to make it sharp in our mouths. The Gemara explains, you have to learn Torah to the point where if someone asks you, you don't hesitate, You don't stumble over your words. You immediately are able to answer. That's a tall order, right? That means to become a baki in the Torah. So you see, that's part of our obligations. We are supposed to, if we're able to, we have to strive for that. We have to strive to know as much Torah as possible. But when it comes to the mitzvah of limud Torah, of edibarta bam velo bidvarim acherim, so the Am Haaretz, he has devarim betelim beheter. Kegon Am Haaretz sheino yachol ilmod. So let's say he talks dvarim betelim. Again, dvarim betelim means to talk things, you know, politics, not anything bad. We'll get to that in a minute. That's asur on anybody. Aval dvarim betelim. One who is able to learn Torah is not allowed to talk dvarim betelim. A talmid chacham, a ben Torah, is not to sit and shmooze just like this. There has to be a purpose for it. We'll get to that also in a minute. There has to be a reason for it. There has to be some tachlit, leshem shamayim in that. But stam, to chat dvarim betelim, v'dibarta bam, v'lo bidvarim acherim. The Gemara in Masechet Yoman, Daf Yudchet, teaches us on this pasuk. Aval Am Haaretz, dvarim betelim is beheter. So in other words, for an Am Haaretz, dvarim betelim is klipat noga. It's divrei reshut. For a ben Torah, dvarim betelim is shalosh klipot atemeot. So now, just like we saw by the ma'achalot ha'asurot, even b'klipat noga, if it's done shelo l'shem shamayim, even though there is a way to bring it up, but there is rishumo nikar, a roshem is left over, ve'al devarim betelim beheter kegona ma'aretz she'eno yachol ilmod, tzarich letaher nafsho mitum'a zo deklipa zo. Also needs a process of purification, of cleansing from the roshem, from the impression that was made, from the devarim betelim beheter, from the devarim betelim beheter. He has to be mitaher from this tum'ah. How is it going to be mitaher? Al yede gilgula bekafa kela, kemo shekatu bezohar parashat beshalach. Notice the difference. When it came to ma'achalot asurot, the tikkun is bechibut hakever. When it comes to diburim betelim, the tikkun is kafakela. What's kafakela? Bepshuto. These are things na'alim and nisgavim. But what's kafakela? Kafakela means it's a punishment on the nefesh. As opposed to chibut hakever, if you remember, in chibut hakever, it's a punishment on the guf, in the kever, right? But kafakela, the Zohar HaKadosh explains, and the Mikubarim explained that the kafakela, the neshama is taken. It's not in Geinom. It's between this world and Geinom. And the neshama is taken and is thrown from one place to another. It's thrown from one place to another. If a person ever felt galut when he's alive, you know, he feels like he's just going from one place to another. Can imagine the neshama, the nefesh, what it feels if it's not stable. There's no menucha for the nefesh. That's called kafakela. Kela is like a slingshot. The nefesh is like it's off a slingshot. It shoots from one place to another. So here we see that the tikkun has to be more on the nefesh. When it came to food that becomes one with the body, chibut hakever on the guf is necessary. Whereas when it comes to diburim betelim, dibur has to do with nefesh. Like it says, vahi adam lenefesh chaya leruach memalela. The diburim, the speech, has to do more with our nefesh, with our spirit, and the nefesh is mitaken with the kafakela. Aval diburim asurim, kegon letzanut velashon hara v'chayotze bahem. But diburim that are asur, such as letzanut, making fun, making jokes on the expense of someone else, or lashon hara, or speaking derogatory about someone else, shehem yishalosh kelipot atemeot legamre. These diburim are giving an ikah to the shalosh klipot atemeot. En kafakela levado mo'il letaher ulehavir tum'ato me'anefesh. Kafakela alone is not going to be enough. Rak tzricha lered legeinam. So therefore, the nefesh has to go to geinam, just like we saw by ma'achalot asurot also. Anything that's asur, the only way to really eradicate it from to clean that spot off of the nefesh and to take it out back from the klipot atemeot is only with the purging of Gehinom. V'chen mi she'efshar lo la'asok b'Torah ve'osek b'dvarim betelim, rabotai. Someone who's not Am Haaretz, someone who's able to learn. He's able to learn Torah and yet he deals with devarim betelim. He's wasting his time. En kafakel alevado mo'il lenafsho lemarekah ulezakecha. Kafakela is not going to be enough in order to clean the nefesh. Why? Because now it becomes dvarim betelim beisur. Isur is klipot atmeot. Klipot atmeot kafakela is not enough. Rak onashim chamurim shema'anishim al bitul Torah bifratut. There are specified punishments that are for bitul Torah. Milevad onesh haklali lechol bitul mitzvat aseh mechamat atzlut begeinom shel sheleg kamevuar bemakom acher. Besides for the overall general punishment that's for any mitzvat aseh that a person is mevatel because of laziness, where there he is directed to the ice department, to the Sheleg, snow department of Geinom. And I'll explain it. Ari HaKadosh, he explains that there are two departments of Geinom. There is the fire of Geinom, and there is the freezing cold Esh Shel Geinom. What is that? It's not comfortable, that's for sure. And what's the Midah Keneged Midah? For mitzvot lo ta'aseh, for averot, when a person is over avera, it's done with a passion, it's done with a ta'ava, with a heating up of the body. Midah keneged midah, in order to take care of that, to be mitaken, that heat, the heat of Geinom is going to be mitaken. So that's for lo ta'aseh. Mitzvot ta'aseh, how is a person transgressing mitzvot ta'aseh? By not doing them, by shevi al ta'aseh, that's atzlut. What's atzlanut? Ah, he's cold. It's a coldness. I'm not so into it. I'm lazy. I don't want to do it. Coldness for coldness in Geinom. They also have a refrigerator, very, very strong freezer. And that's why you know the Gemara in Masechet Brachot tells us anyone who's medagdek in Kiryat Shema, Kiryat Shema is a mitzvah taseh. Anyone who's medagdek in mitzvah Kiryat Shema, mitzanenim lo Geinom. Mitzanenim lo geinom. They create a balance. They make it a little bit befares shaddai tashleg betzalmon. By the way, that pasuk is the shoresh of geinom of sheleg. That's the pshuto shel mikra. Tashleg betzalmon. But befares shaddai, if a person is going to be mefaresh milotav, if he's going to say the words of Kriyat Shema carefully, then he's able to be mitzanen, to cool off. They put a little air conditioner for him in the geinom. But now we're learning that for the onesh of atzlanut in mitzvot aseh, there is the geinom of shelek. Ve'odzot yetera tumata shel chochm. Oh no, I skipped. I'm sorry. V'chen ha'osek bechochmot umot ha'olam bichlal devarim betelim mechashev. Over here, the Baal HaTanya Rabotai is going to tell us that one who is osek bechochmot umot ha'olam, if a person studies secular studies, if he studies the chokhmot of the world, the sciences of the world, that's included in Dvarim Betelim. And it's considered Avon Bitul Torah Kemo Shenitbayo Belchot Talmud Torah. You'll allow me another 2-3 minutes to finish the perek so that we get clarity about what he's saying here. Ve'od zot, not only that, even more so, Yetera tum'ata shel chokhmat ha'umot al tum'at Dvarim Betelim. The tum'ah, the defilement of chokhmot ha'umot, of studying secular studies for no purpose other than just studying secular studies, is a bigger tum'ah than devarim betelim that we just spoke about. Why? How is it a bigger tum'ah? How does that manifest itself? She'eno malbishum tame rak hamidot מיסוד הרוח הקדוש שבנפשו האלקית בתומעת קליפת נוגה שבדברים בטלים הבאים מיסוד הרוח הרע שבקליפה זו בנפשו הבאמית כדלאל ולא בחינת חוכמה בין הדעת שבנפשו. He says, when a person speaks דברים בטלים, just דברים בטלים, דברים של מה בכך, so especially if he's able to learn Torah, he's מתמה his נפש. But what is he מתמה? Remember that all the פרקים before, everything is built on what we learned before. And we learned that in the nefesh and in the ruach and in the neshama, we have the 10 sfirot. And the 10 sfirot are comprised of the 7 midot and the 3 mochin. Remember? So the 7 midot, that's what we are metameh when we speak devarim betalim instead of divrei Torah. When it comes to chokhmot ha'umot, the tum'ah doesn't just defile the 7 midot. The chesed, gevurah, tiferet, netzach, hod, yesod, malchut. It's metameh the chokhmah binadat of the nefesh, of the ruach. It takes down even those sfirot hakdoshot ha'elyonot that we have in our nefesh into the klipot atumot. Ve'lo me'achar shehem, he says, ve'lo bechinat chokhmah bin adat shebenafsho, me'achar shehem divrei shtut uborut shegam ha'shotim ve'ame'aretz yicholim ledaber ken. By dvarim betelim, it's not affecting the mochin. Why? Because Dvarim Betelim are Divrei Shtut and emptiness that anybody could talk. Even someone who is not intellectual talks Dvarim Betelim. So it doesn't affect the three midot of the Moach. It only affects the seven midot. But when a person throws himself into the study of Chochmat HaUmot, who malbishum tame bechinat Chochma binadat shebenafsho, he's metame de bechina of Chabad of Chochma binadat of his nefesh b'shebenafsho elokit betumat klipat noga shebechochmot elu. He's metame them with that klipa, which metame the Chochma binavadat shenaflu shama bishvirat hakelim. These Chochmot HaUmot, the sciences of the world, the wisdoms of the world, the Chochmah Bagoyim, fell down to the world in the time of Shvirat HaKelim. It came from Chochmat Hashem. As we know, by Shvirat HaKelim, there were many Nitzotzot Kedusha that fell into the Klipot. And that's our job, to be Mevarer Nitzotzot. So these Chochmot, HaUmot, he says, they fell in the time of Shvirat HaKelim, Mibechinat Achoraim Shel Chochmah De Kedusha, Kayadu Al Yodechen. They were the back end, the back side, whatever that means, of the Kedush, of the Chochmah of Kedusha Elyona of Hashem. Ela im ken, says the Baal HaTanya, ose otam kardom lachtoch bahem. Or lachtoch bahem. Unless the reason why he's learning Chochmot Umot HaOlam is in order to use it, something that we're not supposed to do with Torah. Al ta'asem kardom lachpor bayim in Pirkei Avot, it says about Torah. When it comes to Chochmat Umot HaOlam, okay, if you have to learn the Chochmot HaUmot, la'asot kardom lachtoch bayim, to dig with them, to use them for the purpose of, for example, dehainu kedel yitparnes mehem berevach la'avod Hashem, for the purpose of parnasa. For the purpose of parnasa, a person is learning from the Chochmot HaUlam, so then that's something else. O sheyodea lishtamesh bahem la'avodat Hashem o letorato. Or let's say he knows how to take from the Chochmat HaUmot to use it, to make it useful for avodat Hashem, or even to understand Torah much better. We find it in the Gemara. We find in the Gemara many times where Chochmot HaUmot is used, like Rabbi Yehuda Halevi writes in the Kuzari, that the Chochmah of the Umot, the Chochmah of the Goyim, is rakachot v'tabachot. They're like the cooks in the kitchen for the Torah. They're servants of the Torah. So yeah, many times, the only use that we have, that we, Am HaNivchar, has from Chochmat HaUmot, is either if it's needed for Parnasa, or if it's needed for Avodat Hashem, it could be used for Avodat Hashem, which is not so simple, he sounds like. He says, Oim Yodea, if you're medagdek in his Lashon, O she Yodea lishtamesh bahem, you have to know how to use them for Avodat Hashem, O le Torato. Rav Avigdor Milner, Alav HaShalom, used to keep a copy of the Quran and the New Testament in his bathroom. That was his bathroom material. The Quran, and Yomer Lachem Behemet, I know this for a fact, the Quran and the New Testament. So I don't know, he had the Quran, he knew the Quran. We had Diet Kola Quran. Yeah. Rav Avigdor Milner, Alav HaShalom. Why did he do that? Why? Bishul ma? For the purpose of showing the Sheker. In his Farim, in his books, you'll see he has chapters to show the Sheker of the New Testament, the Sheker veLetzanut of the New Testament and of the Quran. I'll give you many examples, but a different time. My point of bringing this up, he could have done it. He was on that level, but he didn't do it on his own. He says one time he was in the country for the summer, and Rav Moshe Feinstein came to that place, that bungalow where he was that summer. He sat down for a long time with Rav Moshe Feinstein, and he asked for him if he's allowed to do that. He received a special heter. A special letter from the Gdol Ador to hold a copy of the New Testament of Misha Yodea. You have to know how. And then he brings, look what examples he says. Vezeu ta'amo shel Rambam veRamban veSi'atam she'asku bahem. That's how we understand how the Rambam and the Ramban, Gdolei Sfarad especially, they were experts in Chochmot Umot HaOlam. The Rambam knew all the Chochmot, the Ramban as well, and the Rashba as well, and many Rishonim. You think they studied it just for that? Just for curiosity? No. It was all for Lekadeshem Shamayim. It was all in order to become greater Avdei Hashem and to understand the Torah more. In that case, that's different. But otherwise, there's a very big tum'ah that comes from that. So that's Perek Chet in Tani. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha omer, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakot et Yisrael, lefichach hirba lahim Torah ומצוות שנאמר, Adonai Hafetz Emaan, Tzidko Yagdil Torah ויאדיר.